This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 481 for Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are swinging higher on Tuesday morning, getting support from gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. The November contract climbed $16.90 at $915 per ton. The January contract rises $16.30 at $896 per ton. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady, with the loonie at 78.41 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.38. Rain is falling across southern parts of Saskatchewan and Manitoba this morning. Alberta is forecast to get rain over the next couple of days. Temperatures throughout the prairies are to be in the low to mid 20 degrees Celsius as smoke from wildfires continues to hang in the air. Reports say the federal agriculture minister and the provincial ag ministers are working to assist farmers affected by drought conditions using the Agri Recovery Program. Indications are government assistance will be made available for growers who don't have the capacity to cover extraordinary costs, even with help from other programs. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report Monday afternoon. For the week ending July 18th, corn conditions remain at 65% good to excellent, with soybeans slipping 1 point to 60%. That's the good news. The bad news is U.S. spring wheat loses 5 points, dropping to 11% good to excellent, not far off the single-digit record lows set in 1988. Meanwhile, the U.S. winter wheat harvest is 73% complete, a gain of 14 points on the week, and pretty much on par with the 5-year average. The USDA also released its weekly export inspections report. For the week ending July 15th, corn shipments are about 1 million tons, and those for soybeans are about 144,000 tons. Wheat shipments total almost 491,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Tuesday. The November contract jumps 25 cents at $13.97.5 per bushel. August soy oil rises 0.8 of a cent at 67.51 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $5.40 at $3.65.20 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger as well on Tuesday. The September contract gains 15 cents at $5.71 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the September contract rising 13 cents at $4.45. Wheat futures are stronger on Tuesday. Chicago September is up 13 cents at $7.11. Kansas City September increases 13.5 cents at $6.66. And Minneapolis September jumps 13 cents at $9.37. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 20th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.